listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Welfare concerns for a missing 21-year-old man who was last seen near Coconut Wells on Friday night. Zane Stevens, described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build with brown hair and brown eyes. He was travelling in a grey 2023 Toyota Land Cruiser when his vehicle became bogged in marshland and is now believed to be on foot in search of help. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. The fishing experience in Port Hedland could get a whole lot better. Fish aggregation devices off the coast have been installed to attract pelagic sport fish like Spanish mackerel and sailfish. Recfish West Matt Gillett says five buoys have been deployed into deeper waters.
The devices are located between 40 and 70 kilometres offshore, off from the boat ramp, I should say. The reason they're out a little bit further is because that's where they are most successful. They do need to be in a certain water depth to be effective.
A potential fix to the relentless power outages in the regions. Early default detection systems have been created, which could locate issues on the power network before they fail. IND Technology founder Alan Wong says it could save lives.
The risk of bushfires started by power lines, especially in some of the regional area, power line running through forests and regions with heavy vegetation. This is an urgent issue that needs to be fixed.
In sport, another big weekend in the East Kimberley Footy League. In the senior men north, Warringarry hold on to their top spot after a nail-biting 6-point win over Ord River. And it was Warman Eagles who flew to victory, defeating Port Wyndham Crocs 68-37 in round 3. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.